Take a look again. I think this is the key. I'll try and start and finish. We started it last time, but I'd like to go into a little bit more detail this time. So let's take a look at what he says here again. After you finish the first part of Pesukei Dezimah, which deals with the removing the kitugim, meaning the barriers, the hindrances which are your prayer, now we begin Unegadlecho Uneshabecho. Negadlecho means explain the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ashri is the Shebach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'ato matchilim nikonis lechelek sheni shel Pesukei Dezimah, shehu hazimwa. The zimwa means the song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning magnifying his name and also praising him. Asher ikar matchil ba'ashri. It really begins with Ashri. V'hichavoyed is a hakdoma. It's an entrance lobby to Ashri. Yichavoyed brings you into it, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichavoyed hi tfila noiro v'yesh basoidos noiro ma'oid. There are tremendous secrets inside it. The ikar binyona miyusad abakoshos. She is gale kavod Hashem. Yichavoyed Hashem. That the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be misgale, in particular by the time of Yosef Mashiach, in the Osid Lover, that Vayem Hu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushma Echad, the Gadlo Shema, his name will be revealed, La'ayin Kol Bias Tiches HaMesim, at the time of Tiches HaMesim, She'oz Yismach Hashem B'mazov, She'heim Tzadikim V'yoshua Shechinos HaBeleihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring his presence down. That's, we're asking for a gilu of the Shechinah. Ba'alidei Zeh Yisgale Kvoida Al Kol Habuyim, it's an introduction to Ashrei. We're revealing the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, when we come to Ashrei, I'm going to divide it up into about five or six different sections of the praise of Ashrei, of the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the praise. But the Yichavod is an entrance lobby to that. And we're praising him on his tremendous supervision. Everything which he does, he supervises everything. He gives food to everybody. He protects everybody. He provides all the needs. And here we're asking, this is a bakosha. Take a look at the footnote, I want you to see this footnote. This is a very important footnote here at the bottom. There are 18 mentions of a name. 18 times it says Hashem's name. 18 vertebrae in the backbone. The backbone with the 18 bones connects you from the bone, from the brain to the rest of the body. So that's the connection. The Daukan the Kabin Kol Chelkei Haguf Eschiyusam, and that's how the body gets its life from the brain through the bone, through the backbone to the rest of the body. Kein Hoi Lomois. So it is in all the worlds. Tzrichim Kulam Lekabel Chiyusam. They all receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Moshel is the backbone. The Nimshal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his presence is Megale through everything which he does in the world. That's the Shevach which we're going to say. We say the Shevach through expressing all the different parts of it. Which makes a connection, which brings down the influence and the impact to our world. And that's the Moshel and the Nimshel together. That his presence will be felt in the world. Since it's an introduction to Ashrei, there are 21 mentions of the name. 18 times it says the name Hashem, and we discussed last time, Yismach Hashem B'Marasov, there were different altogether than another three, which we'll see in a second. But Tziruf, Haskoroshev is Ashrei Ha'om, Sheyed Hashem is in that name, and also Roshay Tev is Yismuch Hashemayim, and also Yaakov Ko, it says it again. The 21 Pesukim in Ashrei and 21 mentions of Hashem's name. Now take a look at the Peir, Rabbi, so let's go over it again. Let's see the Perek again, Yehi Chavoyed. Yehi Chavoyed Hashem Lo'olam, Yismach Hashem B'Mazov. The greatest possible responsibility that we have is to show the Kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lichvoida. We are created in order to provide the Kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our mission in life. Our mission is to reveal the Kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebaranu Lichvoida. That's what we're here for. Yismach Hashem B'Mazov, and he should be happy with his Maisov. Why B'Mazov? If you remember, last time I brought down to you the pasuk, pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Mem Gimel, Kol Hanikra Bishmi Lichvoidi Borosiv Yitzativ Afasisiv. Everything which is created in the world is for Kavod Shamayim. Borosiv Yesh Me Ayin Yitzativ Yesh Me Yesh Asisiv Yesh Me Akiyum. In other words, there's something, everything in the world, whether it's Yesh Me'ayin, the sun, the moon, the galaxies, Yesh Me'yesh, a human being, a child from the parent, and then finally the Kiyam, the world, the Ma'isav, is the actual continuation of the world. Interesting, in the morning we say, Elokeinu Shomesh Nasatov, the Ato Borosi. I mentioned last week, I think it's a beautiful Chiddush this. Ato Borosa. Why Borosa? I'm a Yetzirah. Okay. I'm not a Barossa. Because the neshama of each person is an individual creation, Yesh Me'ayin. My neshama is unique and individual, exclusive to me. And therefore, that's the Bria of the neshama. I am a Yetzirah. I'm formed from parents. But there is also a Bria in a person by his neshama. Yismach Hashem b'mazav, his simcha, which he gets from his creation. That's asking, that's the introduction to Ashrei. Yishem Hashem b'mazav. The next three psukim, Rabbi, they are taken from Halel, as you know, Kuf Yud Gimel. Yishem Hashem Mevoyach Me'atov Me'adoyram, from now and forever. Mimiz Hashem Esh Ad Mevoyach, Mughalo Shem Hashem. I want to stop on this next passage. Womal Kol Goyim Hashem Al HaShomayim Kavoydom. This is talking about the Umas HaOilam. The Umas HaOilam recognize HaKadosh Baruch as being way above. Al HaShomayim Kavoydom. He's way above. He's above everything in the world. And that's the way the Umas HaOilam see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are different. Mik Hashem Elokein HaMabi Lo Shaves. He sits very high, but he's in control of everything down the bottom as well. The difference between us, they recognize only Hashkocha Klolis. We recognize Hashkocha Potis. That's the individuality that we have here. Let me bring out something which I was thinking after I said that, Shia. I thought of something. You know the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah? If you do Daf HaYomi, you remember the beginning of Daf HaYomi of Avodah Zarah? Brings down that all the nations will come around and ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu for the reward of Torah. Remember how it starts? Dorish Rab Chanina Item Absimla, Losid Lavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a sefer Torah and hold it close to him and say, Lemisha Osakbo, anybody who is involved with Torah, Yitoscho, come and take your reward. Come and take your reward, whatever connection you have to Torah. Miad Miskabsim Bubayim Obdei Kochovim, all the different nations of the world will come forward and say, we want a part of the reward. We want the reward. Shanema Kolagoim Nikbutsu Yartov. And the first ones who come in will be Romi. And they say the most incredible thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what did you do for Torah? This is what they answer. They say as follows. It's an incredible line. We made many markets, tikinu, says Rome. We made many markets, business centers, no? We made them all. What does he say? Habeshvokim asinu. Where's the Gemara here? Habe machzoros asinu. Many bathhouses we made in order for... We made them all just for Klal Yisrael. What do you mean like that? You fools, you think you did it for Klal Yisrael? You didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourselves. What do they mean here? What do they mean? And then Poras comes in and said, you know what we did? We made many cities, we made many wars. They all say, it's ridiculous. What do they mean? Of course they didn't do it for the time. They did it for themselves. What's the Havam in it here, Rabbi Yisrael? Why did the nations of the world come forward and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did everything for the benefit of Torah? Of course they didn't. What's the Havam in it? What do you think it means? They're not foolish, they're not stupid. Of course they did it for themselves. What do they think when they turn around?
They thought they were doing it for themselves, but they really did it for Am Yisrael.
But they say, here, we did it for Klal Yisrael. We did it for Torah.
Yeah, so they did.
The time of the Mashiach.
They did. I mean,
how can you say it's a foolish thing? That we made the markets, we all the business.
They didn't make a market, so it would be for Am Yisrael.
How can you even say such a thing? I was thinking.
I could see that.
I think the reason is as follows, because they don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in the world down here. He's Bamal Kol Goyim. He's way up there. He's not connected to the world. By them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way up. So he doesn't know what's going on in the world down here. They have no idea. Their connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only that he's up there. He doesn't know what goes up. And therefore, we can turn around and say this.
We're
we did it for them.
The famous with Ben Gerim and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
Yes.
That he's saying that they build all these things for Am Yisrael. No, what was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion there? What you're saying is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
No, but I'm asking something very simple. How can you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say everything we did, all the business centers, all the markets, all the
they
entertainment?
They did for Am Yisrael, yeah.
How can you say such a thing?
I don't know. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. No.
But you can't say such a thing. How does
Rabbi Yehuda say
I think their answer is as follows. I think they're saying something. He doesn't know what's going on down here. We can say what we want go down here because he's involved up there. He's Womal Kogoyim Hashem. He's way up there. By the Umas HaOlam, they don't think Hashem HaKadosh looks. We say he's Magbil Oshlebes HaMashbili Lirois. He's high up and he sits involved. We reckon, Mikim Me'afodo Me'ashbos Yom. We say that, but they don't recognize Hashem. So they have no recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here on the world. And therefore they can say what they want. I'm suggesting. That's what I was thinking. No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever. They think God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. He's removed. He's removed. He's removed from the world. There's no Hashgacha Pratis by them. He created the world and then he stayed up there. He's removed from that's what it means. Hashem. And therefore they can turn around and say, you know, everything that we did, we really did it for you. Because why can you say
so?
They're not attracted now, they want the reward. There's a reward, we would like reward as well. We suddenly realize Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. They realize nothing is more important than Torah and Malchus Shamayim. By the time of the Mashiach, everything will become revealed and noticeable. Everything becomes obvious.
I don't know, it's like Paro. He had to do his tafkid, whatever, that he had to put us into slavery, but he did it in such a rishos that that's why he was punished.
Yes,
But he was supposed to mishabed or the same thing. They were supposed to build the cities, and they were doing it for Am Yisrael, but they don't know that.
I'm saying their concept of Hashem is only up there. He doesn't know it, and therefore they can say it down here. We did everything for them because he doesn't know what's going on down here.
Yeah, but when they come to the base then and they see the truth, they're saying, okay, everything we did was for you.
But of course it's not him. Interesting. The Biskel said they don't say. He doesn't say they're shakwanim, they're shoytim. Not shakwanim. Because they believe it. They believe it. They're not being shakwanim. That's the Biskel. They're not saying shakwan. Hashem didn't say that you're liars. He said you're fools. And why can you say such a foolish thing? They're not fools, but they believe that Hashem doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, right.
That's why I'm suggesting.
Right. When you say Ram al-Kol Goyim, meaning the Goyim, in their perspective, they're saying, Hashem, you're Ram. You're high, but you're not down here.
Exactly that. Al-Hashemayim Kavoido. Hashem Shimcha La'olam, Hashem Zichro L'doi V'doi. And we say no. His name is great. He's in every generation. Hashem Bashamayim Heichin Kisoy U'Malchusay Bakol Mashallah. And his monarchy, his dominion is on everything. Yismuch Hashemayim B'Sogel Ha'oretz. In other words, even on the ground as well. V'Yom Ragaim Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimelech Yom Bo'ed. I don't want to go into this, Rabbi Yisrael. The question is asked. I said last time. Why doesn't it say Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimelech? Why does it say Hashem Melech first? I think the answer is, I saw in a writing of the Rosh Hashiva of Tells in Cleveland, Rav David Goldberg, he answers as follows. The first feeling is Hashem is Melech, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first thing. You feel he's present now, and then historically and in the future is later. But the presence, the dominion, the profile of it, you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu now in the world, Hashem Melech, he's here now. He was and he is will be, that will be in the future. That's a simple explanation.
You can't really understand what Hashem was in the past, we don't know. First
is here now, exactly right? That you have to recognize first the presence here. That's why Hashem Melech comes first. So says Rav Goldberg. Yes. If you recognize that here, then already you can go into the past and the future.
Yes.
And therefore, I recognize the past and the yes. Exactly that. Let's move on. Hashem, we did all this last time. Hashem hefer asas goyim, heini machshavos amim. And he annuls all the advice of the nations, heini machshavos, and he absolves all the thoughts of men. Rabbis machshavos belevish, v'atzas Hashem hisokun. The Vilna Gaon has a beautiful point on this. Rabbi, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Aleph. Rabbis machshavos belevish. A person has many, many thoughts, but in the end, the Eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, when you have a challenge or something comes up in your life, and you decide on a certain plan of action, you might do something entirely different. Why do you do something different? You think of doing something, but in the end, you do something else. Because Hashem puts in your mind, I'm going to do this, and rather than doing that. How come I change my mind? For example, if you propose to a woman, get married to a woman, I thought of marrying somebody, but then why did you propose to that particular woman? No, that I often think that happens in Shidduchim especially. Atzas Hashem, Hashem wants you to marry that person, not this person. No, he puts it in your mind. You have certain ideas in your mind, but then Hashem guides you and moves you around. Atzas Hashem Yisokum, even the ideas which you have. Let's move on. Now, Rabbeisai, we now have four keys here. Four keys. Rav Schwab asks, why we have four different keys? Who am Avaye? He who Tivaya Amoid? Ki Bocha Hashem Betzin Ivola Moshe Vloi? Ki Yaakov Bocha Lo Yisrael Iskulosai? Ki Lo Yitosh Amoid Venachem Asai Lo Yazod? Rav Schwab has a beautiful point of this. There are four keys, which all describe the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways. Look at these points. What's the first? You know, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel, that the word ki has four different meanings. Ki can sometimes mean if, sometimes means when, sometimes means because, and sometimes means but. Different meaning of ki, the Gemara says that. So what's the first one? Ki hu amabe, if he said something, ki hu amabe, it happened. If he commanded something, then it takes place. One of the points of HaKadosh, once he says something, then it happens. Meaning, having said something, it stands. And he commanded it. It's interesting, the Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. That's referring to a woman. Why the woman? So the Gemara says, why is this referring to a woman? And the Gemara brings out there a beautiful point. I saw it in the commentary of the Maharitz on Tillim. He says as follows. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they all turned around and said it must be that just like the Egyptians had control over the men, they must have controlled the women as well. And none of the women are holy. It must be that they also controlled the women. But B'tzeis Yisrael, B'me'am Loyes, there was a tremendous laz against Klal Yisrael that it must have also been together with the women. But no, who am I? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the sea for the women, it must have been they had Kedusha with them as well. And therefore, ki hu amar vayehi, when he said he divided up the waters at the sea, it was for the women as well, meaning the women had Kedusha to them as well. If he said that the women should pass through, they must have had Kedusha to them. So says the Gemara there. Ki hu amar vayehi. If he said something, then it happens. Bayom Hashem yihi or, vayehi or. Bayom Hashem yihi vakir, vayehi vakir. Once he said something, there was something. My problem is, what's the difference between ki hu amar vayehi, hu tziv avayam? What's the difference between the two phrases? If he said something, it was. If he commanded it, it happened. What's the difference between the two? If he said something, it was. Why does he have to tziva bayamay? I saw in the commentary of Rav Steinman, said as follows, ki hu amar vayehi is the instigation, and ki tziva bayamay means it's kiyum. But then he rejects it. He said it can't be like that, because if he said something, it always stays as well.
It doesn't change.
Right. So I don't know. If you have an idea, what's
it? So with the previous pasuk, we say that Tzas Hashem Hisokom.
I looked everywhere. I looked in all the mafarshim. No one explains the difference between Oma and Tziva. If he said something, and it stayed. Hutziva Vayamoy. Well, Steinman asked this question, and he says at the end, but it can't be Hutziva Vayamoy. You have Tziva as well, and something happens. I don't know.
Is the question on what's the difference between
Omar and Siva?
Omar and Siva.
Omar means it happened in its days.
Yeah, but Siva may be for a temporary thing.
No,
he talked to Moshe to say, and so that's a Siva.
One time.
And Omar is not enough.
Omar is forever. He said it's forever.
Interesting.
Yes. Lamor.
I hear. Could
I think
the commandment is wrong. Omar, I don't know. I can't think of it. David, what's the difference between them? What's the difference between Omar and Sivui? Omar, he said, he's Vayhi'o, and there was O.
Sivui is a little stronger.
It's stronger. But what have you got in Omar that you haven't got in Sivui? Sivui is not as strong as Omar.
Sivui is stronger. Direct command. It's like the army.
Like Simcha said, it's a direction. If he said something, he would. That's the first one. My question is, Rabbeisai, which I want you to think about now, is what's the difference between these four different keys? The first key is if. If he said something, then it stayed. If he commanded, then it stood. Ki bocha Hashem, when Hashem chose Tzion, ivola moishav lo, because he wanted his presence to stay there. Meaning he chose Tzion, and that's where his presence was. So the Malbim brings down on that. Also, the Radak also says as follows. When David HaMelech captured Jerusalem, he took it. And how do we know that that's where the Shekhinah would be? Because if the Shekhinah settled in Yerushalayim, that must have been Uriah, that in reality he wanted it. Why did he want Yerushalayim? Because if that's where the Shekhinah landed, then that's what the Tzibui is. But then I saw something in Rav Steinman, which is very interesting. Steinman says, what's the difference between Sion and Yerushalayim? What's the difference between the two? Listen to what Rav Steinman says. V'ushalayim ilcha barachamim toshuv. And then later, v'hoshev es ha'abodah b'sechazena eina b'shuvacha l'tzion. So where's the Beis HaMikdash? Is the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim or is the Beis HaMikdash in Tzion? What's the difference between the v'ushalayim ilcha barachamim toshuv? Isn't that the Beis HaMikdash? And then v'hoshev es ha'abodah b'sechazena b'shuvacha l'tzion. So Tzion barachamim. Is the Beis HaMikdash in Tzion or is it in Yerushalayim? Then we say,
Zion is not a place. Zion is the Zion.
Where's the, what is the market? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? Is it in Yerushalayim or is it in Zion?
It's Yerushalayim is a more of a general.
In Rachim we say, Al Yerushalayim Yerecha, Ve'al Zion Mishkan Kvodecha. So
Zion is the Beis HaMikdash.
Harabais. Isn't Zion Harabais?
Yeah.
But one second, listen to this one. Ve'havienu l'tzion ilcha b'rina v'Yerushalayim beis mikdoshcha. V'Yerushalayim beis mikdoshcha.
Oh, okay, that's, yeah.
It's the other way around.
This is Tzion
beis mikdoshcha. So it's the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
He brings them all. He said, he doesn't know the difference. Is it in Tzion? Now, Steinman, it's interesting. The commentary of Steinman, he suggests things and says, maybe not, but maybe not. Tremendous anova, he says. You see that Tzion is a mokum of mikdosh, also Yerushalayim is also a mokum of mikdosh. You say on Rosh Chodesh, Mizbeach chodosh b'tzion tochin, so the Mizbeach is in Tzion, no? Then you say Yerushalayim ilcha ve'al Tzion mishkan kvodecha. So you have different things. I don't know. The Beis HaMikdash is in Tzion Yerushalayim, but the proof is that the Shekhinah rested there, and that's what that this one is. When ki bocha Hashem b'tzion ibal amoshav lo. So tomorrow morning when you say it, think like this. The first key is if you said something, then it would be, and hu tziba v'yamod. The next one, ki bocha, when he chose Tzion, it was because he wanted his presence to stay there. That's the next one. The next one is Ki Yaakov Bochalo Yisrael Iskulosai. Because, this is Deho. Ki Yaakov, because he chose Yaakov and Yisrael Iskulosai. Now, boy, say, you know that Yaakov is a lower term of honor than Yisrael. Yisrael is a higher term of honor. Ki Yaakov Bochalo Yisrael Iskulosai. But he chose Klal Yisrael as a skula, meaning that in originally, when he chose Yaakov as Yaakov as he was, which he wasn't so great. But later on, he changed his name to Yisrael, which is a skula of Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael is a higher name than that. Meaning, even though Klal Yisrael, I think who says this? This the Sipona says this, and also the Siach Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Malzahn, say as follows. Even when Klal Yisrael are in Golus, they're still Yisrael Skulosai, even though in a situation of Yaakov, which is not so high, but nevertheless, because he chose Yaakov, that Yisrael Skulosai, nevertheless, he's proud of Klal Yisrael, because Yisrael Skulosai. We can add in here, Rabbi, what we said last week. Remember we said last time about the beautiful thing I saw in the writings of the Chofetz Chaim, that it says in Tana de Be'elio Zuta, it says that one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch is Samer Bechelko, he's happy with his portion. Rav Chaim Balozhin, what does it mean Hashem is happy with his portion? Asked, what does it mean he's happy with his portion? So he went and asked the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said as follows, HaKadosh Baruch is happy with Klal Yisrael, whatever stage they're in, whatever type of people they are. Meaning, even though they're not the highest level, even though they're not like Rashi or the Rambam or the Vilna Gaon or Rabbi Akiva Eger, whoever you are, he's Sameach Bechelkai. Meaning, I'm saying here as follows, Ki Yaakov Bocha Lo Yo, he chose Klal Yisrael as Yaakov, but it is Yisrael, because he chose Yaakov. This key is because Yisrael Skulosa, you remain Yisrael Skulosa. Skulosa means his treasure. It's a beautiful explanation here, I think. Even though we're only Yaakov, we're in Golas, nevertheless, you always are in his mind, Yaakov Skulosa. The last key is Kilo Yitosh Hashem is Amo Venachalosa. This one is but. But he will never forsake Klal Yisrael and Nachalosa Leyaza. He'll never forsake his inheritance, meaning he'll always be devoted to Klal Yisrael. Beautiful expressions of praise. Let's go over them again. The first one is Ki Hu Amave, if he said something. These are all parts of Gedulah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he said something, then it happens. That's part of the Gedulah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next one is if he chose, when he chose Tzion, it was the place where he chose to put his Shekhinah. Next one is Ki Yaakov Bocha Lo, because he chose Yaakov, it's because Yisrael Skulosai, because in the end Yaakov Yisrael Skulosai. And the last one is Ki Lo Yitosh Amoiv, even though but he will never lose his inheritance from Klal Yisrael, each one. Abai said, what's the connection with all these four? Rani, put the four together. What do you make of the four? I was working hard this afternoon trying to think, how do you put the four together? Why did he choose these four psukim of ki? Rafi, what's the common factor with all these four? If he says something, it happens. When he chose Ktzion, he chose it because of that. Because he chose Yaakov as his skolosai, and Kilot, he will never forsake, but he will never ever leave them altogether. What's the common theme of these four? I was trying.
In all different ways, whether it's if or because, all the reasons, all these things, he is the one, Hashem is the one, the entity that's responsible, the engine that makes everything happen, that makes everything work.
That's a beautiful point. That's a beautiful point. That's the gedulah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think that's a beautiful point. That's a common factor.
That's what I was saying. I wasn't looking for
He's a prime factor. Mover in all aspects. If and when and but and because.
I had never thought of this question before, so I just came up with that.
No, I think that's a beautiful idea. I think that hits the point. So when you're saying it tomorrow morning, when you say that he is the mover in all these places, that's what Yehi Chavod is all about. The Kavod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that. The Kavod is that he manifests himself in many different ways. If he says something, he does it. When he chose to put his places as Shechina, he will never leave Klal Yisrael. He will always be devoted to them, even though they're Yaakov and Golas. They're still Yisrael and Golas. I think that's a beautiful point. He's a prime mover of all.
All aspects of our lives are worth considering.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hashem is behind all of them, no matter how you approach it.
It's good what you're saying. I'll tell you why it's good, because this Yehi Chavod is principally the Gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you start Ashrei, is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gedula, and that's the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this. He has great, in these four aspects, four divisions, he's the main mover. And that's the introduction to Pesukei Dezimri here. That's a beautiful point.
I think it's different levels. The first one is on the creation of the world. Right.
Right.
Hashem initially
initiates
that I decide what happens and I do it. Whatever I say, I do. Right? Then it's a movement to then I decided that Yaakov, Yisrael, is the chosen.
No, Zion. Zion is the next one. Zion.
So I chose Zion to be the chosen.
Where I put my Shekhinah.
And then.
The people
are chosen, right? And then I will never desert.
Oh, it all fits together. It all fits together. I'm so pleased you said that. It fits together now. You start with what he said. Let's do it again. Go over it again, Rani. The first thing is what I say
happens.
Next
my,
one.
My mouth, whatever I say, right. that's what comes into relation.
Next one is. Where I place myself.
Wherever I place myself, that will be the strength. That will be where.
Very beautiful. It only links together what Yehuda said. Yes, go ahead. And then
the people itself is I've chosen Bnei Yisrael.
Right.
And then I will never leave that Bnei Yisrael. A place, and the people.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm so pleased I mentioned that, because I was trying to think, what was the connection there? That's the four. What Yehuda said together with your point as well. And that's his profile, that's his movement, that's what he does. That's the activity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Last pasuk, very, very beautiful, Rani. Thank you, and your good.
I think also, as we follow in the ways of Hashem, so as soon as Hashem said, whatever I say, I do, we have to be like that as well. That's why Lashon Hara and everything else to do with words is so powerful. Because Hashem has the power in his own words to create. So do we.
So do we.
Mm-hmm.
Or to undo it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice ideas. I thank you all for what you're saying. Everything adds to what you're saying, Shekhar. Last point. Why did we say Behu Achum again? Where did we say Behu Achum before? We said it already in Hoidu, remember? Go back to Hoidu. We said Behu Achum already once before. Remember the difference between the two? I think I mentioned then. Go back to the Hoidu and you'll see Behu Achum in the middle here. You have it?
Yeah.
Yes? Behu Achum Yechavah Hashem. Ata Hashem lo sichu v'achacha mimeni Now you have the Huachum again here. What's the difference? The difference is as follows. This first Huachum is going on the individual. And let me explain to you. Apoi means his deep anger. Is the external. Apoi is the what's felt outside. Is what's inside. He won't let it burn completely. He'll always say he'll be racham to Klal Yisrael. Apo is the external, and chamoso is internal. Now, the first time it says it is going on the individual. Look at the next pasuk previously. Remember, we explained there's something called chastocha and amitra. Chastocha is your kindness, amitra is your excellence, your truthfulness on the individual, on me, myself. But now I'm talking about all of Klal Yisrael. And then I come on to Hashem, Ashrei Yoshev Yisrael. Then we're talking about all of Klal Yisrael. The difference is the first one is going on the individual, the second one is going on all of Klal Yisrael itself. That's why you say Baruch Rachum twice. He'll always have Rachamim on Klal Yisrael. It only complements what you were saying beforehand at that point. His actions are always controlled. Controls himself. He doesn't let his anger get the best of him. He doesn't let loose completely. Even though he might have anger towards them, nevertheless he controls himself. That's the difference between them. Okay, that's Yehi Chavoyed, I've always said. Next week in Mitzvah Shem, we'll start Ashrei. Get on to Ashrei next week in Mitzvah Shem. Okay. Thank you for your points.